It's a pleasure for me to announce that Frontier Airlines will begin nonstop service between Orlando, Florida and Columbia, Missouri, beginning on November 20th of this year. These flights will be twice a week, departing Orlando, Florida on Tuesdays at 1:50 and returning from Columbia to Orlando at 4:15 on Tuesdays. On Saturdays, the Orlando departure will be 8 a.m. and the Columbia departure returning to Orlando will be 10:25 a.m. This new service will be on 138-seat Airbus 319 aircraft, state-of-the-art aircraft. Frontier Airlines is initiating this program with introductory fares that start as low as $79 each way. These have to be purchased before August 25th, and it's for travel, I think, through March, mid-March, but it's available on the Frontier Airlines website. This is an exciting announcement for us in the city of Columbia. As you know, we began an initiative a year ago to increase the market share of our air travelers from mid-Missouri from the 7% passing through regional airport to a goal of 40% by the year 2020. We'll be adding 270 passengers a week through this service. This will increase our capacity at Columbia Regional Airport by 27%. We appreciate this new and exciting partnership with Frontier Airlines, and we think it will open up exciting new opportunities in the future. I want to say, first of all, that we have achieved substantial success at Columbia Regional Airport. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank Delta Airlines for their commitment. We will be adding our second Atlanta direct flight, as you know, the first week in September. Atlanta has 250 destinations. They have over 600 international flights a week. So they remain right now the cornerstone of our airline service. But adding Orlando is exciting because it is a very popular destination for travelers from Columbia. And we'll add to our portfolio, particularly with respect to Southeast travelers, particularly since the University of Florida is only 120 miles from Orlando. I think you may assume four other things you may assume. You may assume, number one, that there are ongoing negotiations about continuing to improve our air service. You may assume, number two, that these negotiations involve other major hubs. You may assume, number three, that a revenue guarantee will be necessary to go beyond this level of service. And the fourth assumption you may make is that we need to build a new terminal. This Airbus seats 138 people. We don't have room for 138 people in the waiting room right now. So it's imperative that we move forward with plans to improve the airport. I'll be asking the city manager to advance the design work for the airport to advance it from next year's budget through the use of council contingency funds beginning in the near future. I think you may assume that funding will have to be worked out for a new terminal. Only when the design work is in will we know what a new terminal will cost. I think you can sort of back the envelope estimate that it's going to be in the $15 million range based on other terminals that we have looked at. And the citizens of Columbia will determine how that's funded. The citizens of Columbia will determine whether that's funded from a sales tax, property tax, or whether it's funded from an increase in hotel occupancy tax. I will just simply say that were we to increase our hotel occupancy tax to the same level of Jefferson City, St. Louis, and Kansas City, that we could afford a state-of-the-art air terminal. So that is something that will be worked out in the near future. As you look at where we're headed with our strategy for improving air service, you can simply look at where the 1,000 passengers from mid-Missouri who fly every day, where they travel to. You can look at a map and see that the top destinations are number one, Denver, number two, Los Angeles, number three, Chicago, number four, Atlanta, number five, Washington, D.C., number six, Seattle, number seven, LaGuardia, New York, LaGuardia, number eight, Phoenix, number nine, Las Vegas, number 10, Fort Lauderdale, number 11, Newark, number 12, Dallas, and in fact, number 13 is Orlando. So that is, you can look at that on a map, and it's pretty easy to tell where our energies are being expended. If anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer any. There is no revenue guarantee for Frontier. I expect it to be. Now, one of the problems that smaller communities have is they end up using smaller jets, which consume more fuel and are more expensive to run. This service to Orlando is exciting to me and I think to all of us because these are state-of-the-art Airbus. These are fuel-efficient. As I said before, these are 138-seat aircraft. They have 30 channels of DirecTV at every seat. They offer stretch seating in five rows, and which has an additional 5 to 7 inches of legroom. So this is a state-of-the-art aircraft, and the efficiency of this aircraft will be state-of-the-art. And that's the reason that the introductory fares will be $79 each way. So there is absolutely no reason why this service will not be directly competitive with St. Louis, Kansas City service. I think one of the things to consider whenever we talk about where we fly, it costs money to drive to St. Louis and Kansas City. It takes time to go to St. Louis and Kansas City, and it costs money to park in St. Louis and Kansas City. And if you have a flight early in the morning out of St. Louis or Kansas City, it costs money to stay in a hotel or motel the night before. So when you consider the total cost of flying, this is a game changer for the city of Columbia. All air service is market-driven. Frontier Airlines has done an analysis of flight demand in Columbia, and they have determined that it's in their interest to try to market this service. I believe for many of us who travel to the southeast, I think we all know that that there is a tremendous demand. We're seeing that demand when we look at the bookings on Delta service through Atlanta. There is an unmet demand in central Missouri for much more air service. And I don't view this as being a zero-sum game, which is to say that, that's 270 passengers a week flying to Orlando. Where are they coming from? I think for many of us, families with kids, families looking at spring break, vacation trips, I think the convenience, the cost of traveling to Orlando being as low as it is, I think it will bring out substantially more demand. And I think Frontier Airlines is going to be very happy with their service. And I would be remiss to say that as we look at our needs for future airline service, you can look at a map. We all know where Frontier's major hub is. It's Denver, Colorado. So the success of this relationship we may be able to lever this into a much broader relationship with Frontier Airlines. Well, this, you know, we have conversations with major airline carriers continuously. And this is a recent announcement. The airline industry is undergoing a lot of change, a lot of consolidation. American Airlines is going through a restructuring. They probably will be merging with U.S. Airlines. United Airlines has recently merged with Continental Airlines. Frontier merged with Republic Airlines. And how that creates opportunity for a town like Columbia is you see each one of these organizations reassess their fleet as they merge. And we're seeing substantial changes in destinations, flight patterns all across the industry. And I think the rapid growth of Columbia's population, the rapid growth and success of the University of Missouri, and the tremendous economic growth we're seeing in Columbia is placing us in really a sweet spot to recruit these other airlines to Columbia. Well, John Glasscock is here, and you know, this is a crisis. We don't want to be known as the city in the Southeast Conference that has black and gold double wides that welcome you to Columbia. So it is extremely important that we get through this transition, but that we move very quickly towards a brand new terminal. You know, our terminal, we can squeeze 125 people on a departing in the departure lounge right now. These planes have 138. And these planes may or may not be mixing with other flights coming in and out. So the Public Works Director has some temporary work to do. The current airport is further inadequate because it is not ADA compliant. I mean, those of us that have been out there, the restaurant's on the second floor with only steps going up to it. So it was a great airline. It was a great terminal in 1969, but it's not 1969. And so we need to place a direct emphasis, an important emphasis, on redoing our terminal. Public Works Director can be very creative, and we'll see what he has to do. That's why he gets the big bucks. Well, I would like the design phase to be advanced, because we can't talk about funding until we know what it's going to cost. We have a sense of how much it's going to cost. We know how much the Bloomington, Illinois terminal cost. They reported as costing $11 million. We believe that the Joplin three-gate terminal cost in the range of $15, $16 million. We had a preliminary rendering a year or so ago on a terminal that was projected in the $17 million range. But we don't have hard numbers yet. But I think we're looking at a ballpark there. And it would take basically $1.4 million or so in revenue to pay off the bonds for a $17 million terminal. I mean, that's the math right now. So that's going to be our challenge, is to find that revenue stream. And we are prepared to move pretty quickly on that. Any other questions? Thank you very much. I hope anticipate that we'll be having other announcements like this in the near future. Thank you.